El Nino, is it coming or is it here? It's the Friday Mixer. Scattered thunderstorms are again battering the mountain and high desert areas with potential for flooding rain, fierce lightning, even hail in some areas. We've seen that a few days this week. Monsoonal moisture continues across Southern California. And where it's not raining, there's plenty of moisture in the air. Forecasters say a warming of Pacific Ocean waters could have a big effect on California weather, may already have started in the next several months going into next year. And El Nino, as it's known, could mean beneficial rain to combat a four-year drought in the region, but it also could mean some potentially dangerous and damaging weather as well. Fritz Coleman is a forecaster for KNBC TV Channel 4 here in Los Angeles. Hi, Fritz.
Great to be with you, Steve.
You bet. Ron Lynn is a reporter for the LA Times. He wrote about the potential for all this rain and even more turbulent weather for the newspaper. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm well. Fritz, I want to start with you because you're the weather guy, right? You're the one who's got to deal with this every day.
For better or worse.
For better or for worse. What exactly is El Nino?
El Nino is sort of a friendly label they've put on what's called, in meteorological terms, a southern oscillation. This is an abnormal warming of the Pacific Ocean water. In the last couple of El Ninos, we've seen a warming of 5 to 10 degrees above normal. And they call it an oscillation because this pool of abnormally warm water sort of migrates back and forth across the Pacific. It will spend a couple of years in Indonesia and in that side of the western side of the Pacific across the international dateline and then migrate back and take up its position off the South American coastline. And why that's important to weather is the temperature of the water changes the temperature of the air above it. And we get some odd configurations of weather. We get a split in the jet stream, and warm air holds more water. And so we get storms in Southern California during an El Nino year that can hold two or three times a typical amount of rainfall. That's why they can be as catastrophic as they are beneficial.
And we've had historically some pretty bad El Ninos as well. Like I think 97 was the most recent one.
It was. The early 80s and 97 was a bad one. And I think it was the 97 year. Ron might know the stats on this better. But downtown Los Angeles gets between 14.5 and 15 inches of rain average per year. And I think on those years, we did like 30 or 32 inches of rain. So it was crazy. And we never do things halfway in California. It's not like we have a little rain and everybody would just appreciate it. Because California is an acts of God theme park. What we do out here is everything too much. And so the problem with it, we should revel in this rain and celebrate it, except that homes move because of the dry geography out here. And it can be really dangerous.
Well, it's not only the dry geography. The drought has also caused an increase in wildfires. The wildfires, of course, take out all the brush and the roots that hold the dirt together. So you get the mudslides.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Ron, I know other meteorologists, especially at the National Weather Service up in Oxnard, have talked about, you know, there's a chance of an El Nino, and they've increased that chance throughout the year. What are they saying specifically right now?
So we definitely know that El Nino is here. The waters west of Peru are definitely warming up. And we can even see that influence in the ocean west of Mexico. In fact, they're the warmest they've ever been on record. So it's here now, but what we need for El Nino to really help us for the drought is for El Nino to really be here in the wintertime. Now, there are some models that say that it could be as bad as or even worse than the big monster El Nino year of 97 and 98. That would be, you know, good for drought relief, but bad for mudslides. The big question, though, is whether we're going to get locked into a pattern that'll happen. And there's still some signs that, you know, we're maybe not there yet. If you think of El Nino as a guy kind of bulking up in the gym, you know, maybe he's not hitting his stride quite yet. And so in order for El Nino to really be convincingly coming in for this winter, these winds along the Pacific Ocean, typically what you have is winds going from the east to the west. That's why you have hot beaches in Bali and cool ocean temperatures in the eastern Pacific. And so what we need to happen is for those trade winds to weaken, and those haven't weakened convincingly yet.
If I could just add something. First of all, Ron and the Times have done great pieces as recently this week on El Nino, really interesting graphics that are really explanatory about all this. But there's a thing we have to remember about El Nino. El Nino doesn't necessarily mean we're getting all the rain we need. It just means extremes. There have been years when we've had El Nino years, moderate El Nino years, when we've had less rainfall than we need, but the temperatures are warmer than normal. And the same for the Pacific Northwest. Temps can be well above normal, below average rainfall then. The other extreme is we can have temperatures below normal with above average rainfall. So we're just not sure. That hasn't played its hand, as Ron explained with the guy in the gym, which is a great explanation.
That's a great analogy.
There's another thing we have to be afraid of. An El Nino jet stream setup is a subtropical jet stream, which is the railroad track along which these storms ride into us. If this rainfall hits us in the southern third of the state, the benefit is immediate, but it's not long-term. That's not what we need. What we really need is something to beef up the snowpack in northern and central California in the Sierra Nevada mountains, because that is the bank from which we draw our water source throughout the rest of the year. If we get pounded with 30 inches of rain and it all runs out into the LA River, it doesn't do anybody any good. It makes the lawns green for 5 days, but that's the end of it. We need some moisture in the bank, which would be colder storms that would benefit the northern and central Sierra. And El Nino storms don't always do that.
They don't always do that. And I suspect, Fritz and Ron, what else we would need would be like a rain capturing system, right? Something.
Yeah.
To be sure.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the way Southern California was built, when we built it, we just concreted over the river and tried to make sure that the waters didn't flood our homes. But in Northern California and Central California, it's in Northern California where we built up those big dams that hold the water that feeds the rest of the state. That's why it's so important that the rain gets up there.
Senator Feinstein, just over the last week, has initiated a bill that includes water capturing, not only in Southern California, but throughout the state. It's about time we address this issue because we're wasting everything we get, particularly in the southern third of the state.
I'm not a gambling man. Well, I am a gambling man. I'm just a horrible gambling man. And I lose all the time, Fritz. But if you're playing the roulette wheel and you're betting El Nino, no El Nino, more rain, less rain, what are you saying?
At this point, I would bet on El Nino. I would bet on strong rainfall, at least for Southern California right now. But, it could change. I mean, the El Nino could walk out of the gym and stand us up.
You're the weather guy, Fritz. You're the one looking at all the maps.
Oh, listen, I'm good at tap dancing. I take everything with a huge grain of salt. I'll tell you, the conventional wisdom is, and Ron's spoken with the meteorologist at the National Weather Service, there's nobody better. I think most science is 90% on board with the El Nino that's here. As a matter of fact, Ron's article in the paper last week said that the warming of the Pacific Ocean water is what enhanced the moisture in the air in this monsoon flow. And it's not only Southern California, it's the whole western half of the United States being affected by this flow. I think it's here, and I think we have to prepare ourselves for it. I think the city leaders have to think about, the infrastructure issues, the runoff. That's all going to be an issue. And I know our station, which has tried to own the climate topic, the drought topic, is preparing for it, in preparing reporters to do that kind of work. Our weather department, we're preparing for it. We're as good as saying it's a foregone conclusion.
As are we, Fritz Coleman, weather forecaster over at KNBC Channel 4. Fritz, thank you for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, Steve. And Ron, keep up the good work.
And you too, Ron Lynn from the LA Times. Thanks for your time tonight as well.
Thank you.